Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. I lost a family member a long time ago to Alzheimer's. I hope some strides have been made since then. This was back in the 80s. We're joined now by Dr. Michelle Longo, an associate professor of neurology at Tulane School of Medicine, board-certified neurologist with special interest in cognition and aging, to talk about what we know about Alzheimer's, some of the symptoms, warning signs, how you can help take care of your brain in general as you age. And I want to open a text line here at 504-260-1870. While the doctor can't treat you specifically or diagnose you specifically, if you have any general questions, we'll entertain them. With that, we welcome in Dr. Michelle Longo. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Let's talk about...
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. Let's talk about Alzheimer's. People sometimes know of it. They don't know about it. Tell me what it is.
So Alzheimer's is a disease, a progressive disease that causes a decline in thinking and in memory function. It's the most common cause of dementia. Dementia is a general term that means that there's a change in thinking or in memory that affects day-to-day activities.
So when it comes to people aging and saying they're getting Alzheimer's, is they forget this, forget that, forget the other thing. Let me take a step back first. When it comes to ages, at what age is Alzheimer's likely to present itself?
So the biggest risk factor for Alzheimer's is as we age. People over 65 and older are at a higher risk. About 1 in 9 people ages 65 and older will get Alzheimer's, and that risk goes up considerably if you look at people that are 85 and older. It's 1 in 3 people. But I want to emphasize, 1 in 3 people over the age of 85 get Alzheimer's, but that means 2 in 3 don't. Mm-hmm. So it's important to know that, you know, sometimes people call Alzheimer's old-timers disease. Mm-hmm. That's not right. It's not part of normal aging.
So what's happening in the brain, and why does it happen as we get older, and especially as you get to be 65 and then 85? I'm just wondering what the relationship is there.
So we know that as we age, there could be the accumulation of changes in the brain that are called amyloid plaques and something else called tau tangles. And these are changes that could be seen in the brain that we've known about for 100 plus years since Dr. Alzheimer's himself described them. So they accumulate with age. There's other factors that can accelerate their accumulation. Other health factors can contribute, and genetics, lifestyle factors, and other medical conditions can cause these changes to become more prevalent.
I know at one point it could only be diagnosed for certain after death, I guess, with an autopsy. Can you now, is there a test that tells whether somebody has Alzheimer's or not?
You're correct. For a long time, you are right. We could just look for these changes in the brain in an autopsy to make the diagnosis. Now there are other tests that can aid in the diagnosis. There are blood tests, there are imaging tests that can be helpful in seeing these changes while the person is still alive.
Somebody texted in and wants to know if the symptoms of Alzheimer's can be, or if excessive drinking can mimic the symptoms of Alzheimer's.
You know, there's a lot of conditions that mimic Alzheimer's. I mean, excessive drinking can affect your memory. It can affect your thinking. It can put you at risk for other, conditions like vitamin deficiencies or affect other risks like your quality of your sleep or being more likely to have a head injury from a fall. So there are multiple ways that could contribute to this term. I'll use the term dementia, that there could be changes in the thinking that affect day-to-day living. That's why it's important. There are a lot of mimics to Alzheimer's out there, is to see the doctor that knows you best, your primary care doctor, to get an evaluation to be worked up for these possible mimics.
Somebody texted in about brain shrinkage and diagnosis of Alzheimer's. Is that a way to diagnose Alzheimer's?
That's not a very specific way. That could be something that's seen with Alzheimer's, but there are many conditions that can cause shrinkage of the brain. So that in and of itself may or may not be related to Alzheimer's, but it's not specific. There's multiple other conditions that could cause shrinkage of the brain.
And I guess drinking would be one of them, because I've heard from the time I'm a teenager, you're destroying brain cells, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, excessive drinking can, it is not something that promotes healthy brain aging.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to drill down a little bit with the difference between forgetfulness and Alzheimer's. And I know about an example I used to give about car keys, and we'll talk about that when we return. It's June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. We're talking with Dr. Michelle Longo from Tulane about what we know about Alzheimer's. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. 7:51, 9 till 8.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Traffic now, WWL. We're talking to Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's 7:54, talking to Dr. Michelle Longo, Associate Professor of Neurology at Tulane School of Medicine, board-certified neurologist. Special interest in cognition and aging. It's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Doctor, somebody, and I'm getting a lot of texts about this, about telling the difference between regular forgetfulness and Alzheimer's. And I heard an example given about car keys, and maybe you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think, we often hear people say that, it's okay to misplace things like your car keys or your cell phone or something from time to time. If that becomes something that's happened more regularly and it's starting to impact your day-to-day living, then that's a red flag. Or if you misplace something but you find it in a very unusual place, like you find the car keys in the refrigerator, that would be something that should get your attention.
And what I heard was that if you forget where to put the car keys, that's one thing, not regularly, but if you forget what they're for, what you use them for, then that could be troublesome.
Yes, that's correct.
So is there any way, what kind of advancements have been made since the 80s, or are we making in treating this or preventing it or curing it?
So there's been a considerable amount of advances since the 80s. Number one is that we understand that through lifestyle modifications, by focusing on certain lifestyle factors, you can reduce the risk of dementia by 45%. So that's one, is this concept that you could prevent dementia. That is a new concept compared to where I think it was in the 80s. We have we have medications that can help with some of the symptoms of Alzheimer's that have been around for decades. But what is new are these infusions that can target the protein in the brain, these beta, the amyloid plaques that we talked about earlier. We can, with infusions, remove those plaques and slow the decline of Alzheimer's. So we don't have a cure. We still don't have a cure, but we have treatments that can help with symptoms. We have treatments that can slow the progression of the disorder.
Somebody texted in. I'm sorry, go ahead, doctor.
Yeah. No, go ahead. I was just saying, we have much better tools to make the diagnosis.
Somebody texted in, is it hereditary? Somebody else wants to know, what about diet and exercise, and how does that influence the development, progression of dementia? Somebody else says, if you notice that dementia is starting, how do you keep it from progressing?
So the first, there are genetic
markers
that can increase the risk of Alzheimer's, and that may be important to know. It can help with understanding what's your personal risk, and that can help with motivation for many people, because we are aware of lifestyle modifications that can reduce the risk of dementia. And many of those are things that you may already be familiar with, that the cardiologists have been telling us. What's good for the heart is good for the head. And those are things like getting exercise, eating a good, healthy, plant-based diet like the Mediterranean diet, getting good quality sleep, being social, do your exercise with someone else. It's important to have social interactions to keep our brains healthy. And then using our brains, learning something new, a language, a hobby, an instrument. But using our brain is an important part to keeping it strong.
If somebody does notice that they are is beginning to show signs of dementia, or somebody they care about, is drinking one of the things they should take off the table right away?
I would say so, but I think that the most important thing to do, I mean, that is definitely a risk factor that you have control over. We've talked about that earlier in the show. But the most important thing is, if you have concerns about yourself or someone else, is to get an evaluation, to start with the doctor that knows you best, to get a general workup, and they may refer you to a neurologist or to a brain specialist for further testing.
Thank you, Dr. Is there a site people can go to find out more about this that you know of?
We at Tulane, we have the Tulane Healthy Brain Aging Institute, which can be a resource. And also, I think that people would find the Alzheimer's Association, ALZ.org, to be a good resource, especially for helping to differentiate normal aging from red flags that could be associated with Alzheimer's.
Thank you, Dr. Longo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.